You are listening to Angie's Campfire Stories, a podcast for kids by kids. I am your host, Angela Alvarez, and I'll be sharing a scary story with you each week. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or any other platform that you can get your podcast from. This week's episode is for all of you lovers of ancient Egypt. Let me tell you a story about a boy named Timmy. Timmy loved reading about ancient Egypt ever since he was a little boy. One day, he told himself, "I'll become an Egyptologist and explore the pyramids myself. Maybe I'll even discover a mummy's secret treasure and become rich." But Timmy grew up, and instead of becoming an Egyptologist, he became a pilot. Now, being a pilot was one of the best things that ever happened to Timmy. He visited almost every country in the world. By the way, did you know that there are between 200 and 250 countries in the world at the moment? Depend on who you ask. But anyways, back to my story. Timmy was able to visit almost every country in the world except one. Can you guess which one? Yup. Egypt, home to the Great Pyramid of Giza. But for many strange reasons, he was never able to make it to Egypt. For instance, one time he had a ticket booked to Cairo, that's the capital of Egypt, by the way, and right before he left the house to the airport, his cat died. Another time, he had confirmed a boat trip down the Nile River. And shortly after, he got into an awful car crash and broke both of his legs. And there were other similar misfortunes that came up whenever Timmy tried to visit Egypt. So for many years, he decided to give up on his dream to see the pyramids in person. But sometimes the universe has funny ways of making your dreams come true, especially when you least expect them. One very cold evening, Timmy received a call. Hey, Roger.
Hey, Tim. How are you, buddy? I need a huge favor. Can you cover my flight to Jordan tomorrow night, Tim?
Jordan? Tomorrow night? But who's gonna pick me up when I get there? I need to fly out of Turkey in a few days.
I'll make sure someone picks you up. Please, I really need this favor.
All right, fine. But how many people am I flying?
I just need the jet returns and no other passengers. You think you can handle it?
That sounds great, actually. I need some alone time anyways. Meet you at the airport at 7?
I promise you won't regret this.
Timmy thought a lot about Roger's offer. He can make a stop in Cairo before flying on to Jordan. After all, Jordan was right next to Egypt. Wow, what a dream come true. He might be seeing the pyramids tomorrow. The next day, Timmy met Roger at the airport and boarded the small plane that he needed to fly to Jordan. And by 8 p.m., he was up in the sky, flying high above the clouds. Everything was going smoothly until a little over 8:45 p.m. The plane seemed to have hit something.
Mayday! Mayday! Air traffic control, do you copy? I've lost control of the plane. I'm losing altitude. Mayday! Mayday! Ah! Oh no, oh no! Mayday! Mayday!
Timmy awoke with the blazing sun in his eye. I'm alive! Wow, how did I survive this? He looked around. The plane had crashed in the desert, sand as far as the eye could see.
Ow!
Ouch, my head. Jesus, couldn't they have installed parachutes? Timmy crawled out of the pilot seat and into the desert sun. And that's when he saw it. The Great Pyramid of Giza! It towered over him. He had never seen anything so marvelous. But little did he know, this little adventure was going to be anything but marvelous. He approached. He noticed there was a dark opening towards the bottom of the pyramid. He came up to the opening. Hello? He lit a match. Now he could see the dark opening led into a tunnel deep inside the pyramid. He took one deep breath and marched in. What was that? He lit another match. Something ran for his feet. Oh my God, rats! Disgusting! He walked until he reached the end of the tunnel. It was a dead end. What? There has to be another way in. He pushed the wall in front of him forward, and suddenly, a new passage opened up. He lit another match. He could see light coming from the end of the tunnel. Could it be? No, impossible. He arrived in a large chamber with lit torches. And in the center of the chamber rested a large golden sarcophagus. Just like in his childhood books. Whoa! He looked around. He thought he could see something from the corner of his eye. It looked like a dog. But when he glanced again, there was nothing there. He took a few steps closer to the sarcophagus. The top was slightly open. Could it be? Could there really be an ancient mummy inside? He peeked inside, but it was too dark. Maybe if I move this a little bit over? And he pushed the top of the sarcophagus. Suddenly, he heard sounds behind him. It sounded like there was something inside the chamber with him. Who's there? He looked at the walls. There were bugs crawling everywhere. They looked like black beetles, but bigger. Oh no, the mummy's curse. He had read about this as a kid. If you ever wandered into a mummy's chamber, you would unleash the curse of the dead. And you know what is the worst part about the curse? The god of the dead, Anubis. He has the head of a jackal and comes out to hunt down the trespassers. Hello? The torches suddenly blew out. He was in pitch black darkness. What's going on?
Who dares disturb my slumber?
Who's there?
Welcome to my chamber of death. You shall be judged. If your heart is lighter than a feather, I will allow you to go to the Field of Reeds.
What is all this? Chamber of Death? Judgment?
But if your heart weighs more than a feather, you will be fed to the crocodile.
How will you weigh my heart? But I'm not even dead yet.
How? Anubis, my loyal assistant, will rip your heart out of your chest, of course.
Timothy never made it out of that pyramid that fateful day. His dreams of becoming an Egyptologist finally came true. But at what price? If you are enjoying listening to Angie's Campfire Stories, please take a moment of your time to write a review in Apple Podcasts /iTunes. The more reviews I have, the more people I can reach with my stories. And please share this podcast. It might inspire more children to start creating and sharing their stories as well.